First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, checking in with Star Valley Braves head wrestling coach Eddie Clark. Coach Clark, I know it's a snowy weekend. You got a big tournament. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
You bet. We're on the road to Riverton as we speak.
Coach, let's talk about this Ronthon tournament. In years past, you and I have had conversations. This is not necessarily a tournament that the Braves want to win. It's okay if they do, but you have always kind of viewed this as a litmus test for your team moving forward as they get closer to state. Do you feel like that's still the case?
Absolutely. This is a chance to come out here and see the rest of the state of Wyoming, and if nothing else, know where we need to get to give ourselves a chance to compete for a state championship. Maybe if we have to make some weight class adjustments or any of those things, that gives us a lot of feedback as far as what we may need to do going forward.
Coach, let's kind of talk about that. You've kind of got a lot of guys bunched up down in the lower weights that you're still sorting through, and then you got a couple of open weight classes up top, but some JV guys that are maybe coming into their own to maybe help fill those. Kind of walk us through your lineup and give us an idea of what they might see at the Ronthon.
Well, this week at 106 we'll have Levi Bird, and at 120 we'll have Bridger Smith back in, and we'll have Caleb Morrison. At 126 we'll have Tel Perry and Malachi Patterson. At 132 Andrews is out with a concussion, and we'll have McCroy Wolfley in there at 32. 138 we'll have Cameron Kendall. 145 Joey Neff. 152 Porter Merritt. 60. He is Cooper Burke. 170 is Grant Weiss. 182 will be Grant Thompson. He missed a few, there's garbage bags right there. We had a few kids, Grant Thompson, get hurt in football. He's going to eventually get into the lineup. 95 is Joe Warren. He's getting down from 220, and West Turner's at heavyweight down to 220, and right now we're open at heavyweight, but hoping to get Bryson Baxter back in there when he gets back from his football injury. So we're just about there.
What are some matchups that you're particularly looking forward to, either as a team or individuals here at the Ronthon?
Well, it's just, you know, this will be the first time we got to see a lot of the teams have moved weights since we've seen them at the Ronthon. So this will actually give us an opportunity to kind of see where everyone's at. And you know, we've been so busy out in the other part of the world, we haven't paid that much attention to Wyoming. And now we just focus on us, which is what we've always done. And then now we'll come back and we'll start looking.
Coach, you had mentioned there was going to be four really tough tournaments right in a row. You had the Richardson, the Madison, the Tiger Grizz, and now the Ronthon, and you wanted to see some development of your kids. Do you feel like over the last month they've done what you had hoped they would do?
Yeah, we've grown a lot. I think we've developed a bunch as a team. The kids are working hard, and they're getting pushed. Everyone's getting challenged, and that's the important thing. So, we've said a lot that you gotta wrestle someone tough to get tough. So we've been doing that. So, by the time we finish the meet this week, we kind of start to taper, and then we'll get to spend that last bit of the season sharpening the fine edges on the knives, and get us really sharp for the end of the season.
You know, Coach, another aspect of your program that you and I have seemed to touch on a lot is the size of it and the depth of it, and sometimes that can be tricky to try and get everybody the reps that you want them to get. Has that been a little easier this year, or have you been able? I guess what I'm saying is, have you been able to coach the kids in the way that you want and with the space that you have?
Oh yeah, or not? You know, it's been really nice this year. We didn't have quite as many kids out. We had a giant senior class and not as big of a freshman class this year. So we've all been able to be in one room, which has been really great. It's built a lot more team unity. So I feel really good about what we've been able to accomplish, throughout the year. There's been a lot of growth.
Well, on top of that, you know, it seems like, you know, even last year you had a couple of standouts that were undefeated heading into the last day of the season, and you kind of were able to build your team points on those two anchors. This year, you've got a lot of guys just kind of coming through and gutting it out, and you've placed very well at these difficult tournaments. Are you pleased with the effort over the course of the season?
Yeah, you know, we feel good about where we're performing in those tournaments. And a lot of times, you know, we're leaving a kid or two or three or four home. So, you know, we're just hoping that that we can manage to be all healthy at one time. And that's at the right time. And that'll give us a chance to compete at the end.
Coach, what are some of the challenges of the Ron Thon that maybe those of us not in the inner circle of wrestling coaches that maybe we don't understand? Because obviously it's a big tournament. It's packed to the gills. There's a lot of great kids, a lot of great individuals all across the state. But what are some insights about this tournament?
I think sometimes the kids make it bigger than it is because it's the like grand state. It's like everyone's there at once, and they view it a lot more difficult for themselves than it should be, because they look at it in a different way. And so somehow we got to get those kids to focus in on, we've wrestled as tough a tournament as this every week for the last 3 weeks. So, you know, this is just another tournament on our schedule.